I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Hillary Clinton is in the Democratic Republic of Congo today. The Secretary of State urged Congolese students to speak out against corruption and conflict. Tomorrow, she's expected to raise issues of sexual violence as she speaks with President Joseph Kabila. Later this week, Secretary Clinton will visit another African country that has suffered an epidemic of sexual assaults, often by government soldiers. That country is Liberia. As Anna Sussman reports, the U.S. State Department is trying to reform Liberia's army by retraining and rearming it.
On a patch of dry land south of Monrovia, young Liberian soldiers crawl on their stomachs through the brush, firing machine guns and tossing smoke bombs. Above them, several broad-shouldered Americans shout orders. This is the retraining of the Armed Forces of Liberia, the AFL. The old AFL had a reputation for corruption and lawlessness. Soldier Edwin Barkley says the training is finally making the army something he can be proud of.
The difference today is that this new Armed Forces of Liberia, it got a new thing we have seen in the new army. First of all, we got human rights violations. It's none in this new army. And this new army full of discipline.
And were there human rights violations in the old army?
I can say yes. I see violence against women, violence against children. The difference are determined by the kind of training that we have in now.
That training includes lessons in gender sensitivity and human rights law. But the Liberian army's long history of carrying out abuses against its own people has left many worried about retooling and rearming the force, especially since the U.S. helped fund the old criminal army decades ago. Amira Woods is a Liberian native and co-director of Foreign Policy in Focus at the Institute for Policy Studies in Washington.
What happened in the 1980s was that U.S. taxpayer dollars paid to build this machinery that then killed 250,000 Liberians during this 26 years of war. And we cannot repeat that cycle.
This is a different day. It's a different era. I think it's impossible to compare what happened in the 1980s with what has happened now.
That's the U.S. Ambassador to Liberia, Linda Thomas Greenfield.
We're conscious of how security aid is viewed, and we don't want our aid to go to people who would abuse their populations. Did that happen in the past? It probably did, but now we're monitoring it very, very closely to ensure that that does not happen in Liberia.
The American in charge of that monitoring here is Colonel Al Rumfrey. He's chief of the U.S. Office of Security Cooperation in Liberia. He says if everything goes right, the Liberian project could serve as a model for future retraining projects across Africa. But that's a big if. Rumfrey's concerned about the Liberian government's limited ability to pay and feed its rebuilt army.
We're worried about what's going to happen once we turn everything over to the Liberians, because we don't think they're at that level right now to accept responsibility for an armed forces. If they cannot feed the people in the long run, they cannot pay their soldiers in the long run, we just trained a military force to take over a government.
That worries Liberian officials as well, and they have another concern. Much of the actual training work has been farmed out to American private contractors, such as DynCorp. Liberia's Minister of Defense, Brownie Samakai, says that's a potential problem.
Let me put it this way. We support the participation of active duty military personnel from the U.S. in helping us retrain our military, because these individuals will come to carry out a mission, whereas the contractor comes to carry out their contract terms. So everything he sees is a dollar sign.
Still, Samakai is hopeful the peacekeeping experiment will succeed. And so is AFL soldier Edwin Barkley.
3450! 3450!
Back at the training ground, Barkley says he believes the Army's troubles are in the past, with the help of what he calls Liberia's big brother.
Okay, for now, realistically speaking to you, we will not experience just war from outside. But we always have an internal problem. That's why I say it's really up to our big brothers, the U.S.
The U.S. has invested some $200 million in retraining and rearming Liberia's military. But come January, the trainers will leave, and the men and women of the Armed Forces of Liberia will be on their own, to maintain the country's fragile peace. For The World, I'm Anna Sussman, Monrovia, Liberia.